You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host today, is my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman.
Thanks for having me.
John Moeller. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so a question that comes up frequently is it better to buy an existing home or is it better to build a new home?
Right.
And what better person to come in? Because, John, you've built many homes. You've built subdivisions. You've also done many rehabs, bought lots of investment properties. So let's just jump into this topic and you know, like, what are the immediate things come to mind when that question comes up, John?
Sure. Well, you know, they're very different, buying an existing home versus a new home. I mean, I think one of the biggest benefits in actually building a house is it's brand new, obviously. Mm-hmm. So no one's lived in it. You know, you don't know if they had the previous owner had a dog or a cat and you're allergic. It's brand new. Everything's new.
That is true. The property I had just purchased for the flip property had so much dog hair. I'm pretty sure there was a whole nother dog that I swept up. That's gross.
Well, and you're definitely going to inherit some things like that in existing homes. So let's jump into new homes. So if you're going to build a house, let's talk about the pros and cons. Let's start with the benefits first. John, you already mentioned that the fact that it's new.
Right.
Everything's new. It's some of the same reason somebody wants to buy a new car.
Right.
You are the first one to get it. What are the benefits do you guys see?
Well, I mean, if it's new, the furnace and the AC are brand new, so the efficiency is to the date, you know?
Right.
That would be the big thing for me.
That may be better. Mm-hmm. Utilities may be a little more efficient. What about design control? Okay, the fact that you can choose what type of cabinets you want.
What color, paint.
There's going to be builder grade stuff, but then you can upgrade those and be able to do that from the beginning instead of having to rip out something that's already there.
Right.
And John, what I know about you is that you offer, they actually consult with someone to go through all their paint colors and things like that.
Right. Yeah, we have a designer who walks the customer through every step of the design process, and they pick everything out with the designer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I actually want to go into that in more detail because I think that's really interesting the way you do that. So when they go to do their upgrades, to talk to an actual professional interior designer, that's a unique value proposition that I don't know any other builders that have.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we want to make sure that we're putting our customers in the best hands of the expert to make those decisions rather than, you know, I'm a really good builder, but I'm limited in my design. So so it's important for us to utilize that that designer.
John, that would be me too if I had to do the design part of it. No.
Back away from the paintbrush.
Well, I could paint this just fine if someone else showed me the color.
Right.
I'm not the one to pick it out.
So, John, how true is discounts from builders? What do you see in that area if people see that for building their home?
Well, I think we've all heard the commercials from, you know, the big home builders. You know, they're advertising great discounts. I guess the question is, how great are those discounts? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to know. For example, if the builder is offering, 10% off their inventory home, you know, are you really getting 10% off? What is their starting price? What's the retail price?
That's a good point.
Right. It sounds to me a lot like when you go to the retail store and they show some high price, and then there's, you know, today only the sales price is 50% off, and you come the next month and the same price tag's on there. It's always 50% off. Well,
right.
Is it a real discount or not, or is it just playing on the psychology? And there may be legitimate discounts, but you better look into it and do the research.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about the drawbacks of building your own home.
Okay. So I guess let's talk about time, because I hear the horror stories of people like going through maybe potential divorce situations. Both of you are dealing with people at a stress point because it's taken a lot longer than what they thought.
Well, especially with the custom home, there's a lot of work involved from the homeowner and all the visits out there to be checking up on the progress, and it could create a lot of stress for a couple. So, you know, people have to take that into account. Mm-hmm. Now, John, you guys make the process a lot easier than the typical custom home builder out there.
Well, we like to think we do, but it is. It's a long process, and it can be a stressful process making all those decisions and overseeing the property, but we try to condense it so it's a lot easier.
So when it comes to time as a drawback, from a lending perspective, one of the things I'll say is that the interest rate lock gives you less maneuverability than if you're buying an existing home.
That's an important one.
Right. So yeah. The best interest rates are typically quoted on a 30-day lock.
Right.
Okay. So if somebody's quoting, you know, they're going to do a 30-day lock and we can give them a certain rate. Well, if they're going to do it, if they're going to build a new house, it might take 4 to 6 months. A long-term lock that long is going to be a higher interest rate.
Because that's basically, and that's one of the points we wanted to talk about, was the construction loan itself, because that's a whole separate thing.
Right,
right.
So the builder may offer the loan, carry the loan, and then you talk to Doug for the mortgage, right?
Right, for the permanent financing. Right, right, typically, they may have a construction loan through a local bank, mm-hmm. or the builder may carry the financing. Mm-hmm. They come to us at Cornerstone Mortgage mm-hmm. for the permanent financing.
Right.
So when we look at other drawbacks of building a house, the construction loan permits could be a headache for some people. Now, a lot of times the builders will take care of that, right?
Right. And the bigger tract home developments, typically the builder has mastered their architectural plans with the city so they can pull a permit over counter. But if it's, a true custom home, meaning, someone buys a lot, goes through the architectural process and hires a builder, it could take, every bit of month, mm-hmm. month and a half to get a permit.
One of the other things on our list on the detriments of building a house are the legal considerations. And here's an interesting observation that I have, and John, you can tell me if I'm off base on this, but when you look at a normal real estate contract, the one that the real estate board uses that's agreed on with the Missouri Bar Association, they're very evenly yoked between the buyer and the seller.
Right, yep.
Builder contracts are not that way.
Correct.
The yep. ones by the Home Builder Association are not evenly yoked. They're very one-sided for the builder.
Right.
And some of them will customize those contracts even more to make them more one-sided for the builder. Now, the one reason the justification I can say for the builder's perspective is the builder has a lot of risk once they break ground
right.
for a buyer. Now they're carrying all the risk at this point, so they need a one-sided contract. But you're not backing out of that contract without losing a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, that's the case. That is the case.
You also have to think about the temporary housing
right.
while you're building. So if your house sells, now where are you going to go in the meantime?
Right, and that's a tough dance to do because most people who are going to build a house, they have a house to sell, and you want to put your house on the market sooner in the process than later, to have that stability of having the home, sold or under contract. Mm-hmm. And, in order to get the top dollar from your home, sometimes, you have a hot buyer from out of town who wants to move in right away. And, temporary housing is definitely a consideration.
So then that added stress of moving multiple times.
Right. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the comparison of buying an existing home versus new construction. So we've covered the new construction of building a house. And really, most of what we cover with new construction deals with the track homes, not the custom homes.
Right.
So I think at the end, let's circle back to that. But let's talk about buying an existing home and what the benefits are of that.
Go ahead.
Well, I'd say the first is instant gratification. You buy it, you get the keys, and you live in it.
Right. You're moving in.
That's right.
That's right. And I guess really that eliminates the construction loan because they go right to just one paperwork situation.
Definitely can simplify the financing
mm-hmm.
process.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to think about the upgrade costs can be delayed if it's an existing home. And what I mean
so
by
you
that
control
is
control it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll take like our house, Tammy. Mm-hmm. We have a 28-year-old home
mm-hmm.
and the kitchen's pretty dated, but we may make the decision to put off that improvement.
Mm-hmm.
We may not have to come out of pocket for that right now. We may decide to put that off 5 years mm-hmm. or 10 years.
Right.
As long as it's still livable.
I have a different idea on that.
Yes, you have. I know you do, and it's not to put it off. I'm going to put that off right now by going on to this next point.
There we go. It's all good, babe. All right. And the next one is the ability, like John said, to move in quickly. You can just move right in.
Right. Yeah, being able to move in quickly. You also mm-hmm. know the neighborhood. It's typically mm-hmm. already established.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That can be a plus.
Yeah, so if you're building a house, you don't know if the neighbor's going to paint their house purple, but you can see the purple house pretty easily if you're buying it, an existing
That's
house.
That's true. You know who's next to you.
Well, and it's a little easier to visualize, too, than the new construction. So you can come right in if a house is displayed correctly, and you can see what that finished product is. Now, it takes a little more imagination if there are a bunch of changes that you want to do to it.
Right. And that's where the disadvantages come into play about buying a home, because now you're looking at, like Doug had said earlier, the upgrade costs. So, you know, if you need to add a room or you need to change the layout of the kitchen to be more conducive to you, so then that's the cost that you don't really know.
Well, and the other thing I'd say about the upgrade cost that's important is you're usually going to have to do those upgrades with cash unless you take out a home equity loan.
Very true.
To be able to do the upgrades.
Right.
So you have to have the cash available to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about the potential remorse? Okay, how much of consideration is that? Because you need to things that you need to discover about the house, you don't discover until you get in there.
That is true.
And all of a sudden, things start coming up.
Neighbor's
shipy dog. Right, there's things that you just didn't discover. Your home inspection's not even going to bring it up.
Right.
You don't like the way, like a perfect example, a guy I know says he never would have bought his house if he realized that in the morning it was impossible to turn left out of a subdivision.
Good point.
Huh.
Good point.
He never would have bought it because of that.
Right.
And it's the type of thing you don't know until you live there.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and then, of course, you're stuck with the layout. The
right.
layout of the house. As a builder, John, you can probably go in and see some remodeling possibilities, but sometimes they're just stuck. They can't take that wall down like they want.
Right, or it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's a big load-bearing wall with a lot of steel in it, you know, that can be pretty pricey or even cost prohibitive to do it.
Well, and that's where people can shop around to try to find a layout that they are happy with.
Right.
If you're not happy with it, then you don't buy it.
That's right. Yep.
Also, you have to think about decorating cost.
We had a lot of wallpaper to remove in this 20-some-odd-year-old home.
Yes,
oh,
we did.
My goodness.
And it won't go back in.
Swans just are not for me. In the lake, maybe.
All right. So now, kind of the conclusion of this is it cheaper to build or to buy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in this market right now, there's a lack of supply of ready-to-go, you know, for-sale homes, mm-hmm. and there's also a lack of supply of inventory of brand-new homes, too. So I think that gap's closed quite a bit in the last few years, whereas it used to be a lot cheaper to buy a ready-to-go home versus, a brand-new home.
Yeah, I was given the advice for several years back, you know, 2010, 2000, even 2011, 2012, when housing prices on existing homes had dropped 25-30%, but the price to build an new home hadn't dropped like that, it was an easy choice back then. Well, now that's evened out a little bit.
Right, and absolutely.
It's going to cost you a little bit more to build a home, but it's not going to be a significant amount more. Now, if it's a custom home, that's a different situation, John. What percent more should people expect to spend on a custom home?
You know, I think it really depends on the location, but we're seeing an average of 10 to 20% more to do a true custom home. And the difference is, rather than buying, you know, a home in a subdivision under construction from a McBride or a big home builder who can spread their land cost out, you know, among 30, 40 homes, it's and as well as the architectural, the engineering cost, they can spread it over more homes. Whereas if you're building one home, you know, you're going out, you're finding a piece of ground, probably paying a premium for it because there's a little bit of a scarcity of ground right now, or quality ground, hiring your own architect, hiring a builder. So the tract home builders have a bit of an economy of a scale advantage that you wouldn't have building a true custom. But you really get everything you want that way. You pick your location, you pick your builder, and everything's done to a T exactly how you want it.
Right.
Yeah, so that really can't be a financial decision that's based on doing it the cheapest way. It's
right.
based on getting what you want.
Right.
And getting clear, because that's the biggest thing is writing down the pros and cons, the things that you like, the things you want, the things that are you have to have. Like you have to have a 3-bedroom and 2-bath home. You need to get clear with what those have tos are.
All right. So if you want to see the post from this, or if you want to re-listen to the segment, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And if you've ever considered building a custom home, or if you want to do a major remodel job, reach out to John Mueller from Diversified Building Group. So, John, you really appreciate you taking the time to come in and visit with us this afternoon. It's a great Sunday, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Great to be here. Thanks so much, Doug and Tammy.
And, John, we're going to make sure all your information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So if you want to know how to contact John Mueller, just visit the website and download this blog post. Coming up, do you know how long it takes to requalify for a mortgage after a bankruptcy or foreclosure? We're going to be covering that and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.